When I think of my neighbors, I think of the incredibly kind and helpful people who live on my street, particularly my next-door neighbors who moved here from Australia about 2 years ago. We connected instantly as their family has three kids around the same age as me and my brother. Despite the age gap, we all love playing outside together almost every night in the warmer weather. All the neighborhood kids gather at my house and we play basketball, tag, in just about every other game you can think of, including Australian football. Last winter was my Australian neighbor's first time seeing snow. They were astonished by the winter wonderland beautifully covered in a sheet of fresh, glistening snow. It was a blast watching their overwhelming excitement for a snowfall, something that we see multiple times a year. They were ready to do all the classic winter activities that they had only ever seen in movies and pictures. The first thing on their list was to build a snowman, and of course, I was going to make sure their first snowman was the biggest ever. They got into their winter clothes that weren't exactly warm enough for our Canadian winters, and the boy, a couple years younger than me, came out with wooden spoons. I was very confused and asked him why he had brought them outside. He told me that they were for making snowballs with. Wooden spoons were apparently what he had seen characters in movies make snowballs with. So I showed him how we usually make snowballs with our hands, and that worked much better. We taught them how to build a snowman, and it was huge. Just as we were putting the finishing touches on, the boy excitedly ran to his house and said he would be right back. We had absolutely no idea what he was doing, but a couple minutes later, he ran back with a big orange carrot in his hand. He was thrilled to put the final part of our snowman together. I will never forget sharing and experiencing their first snowy winter season with them. When I think about who is my neighbor, I think about being open to making new friends, building new relationships, sharing good times, and experiencing things through someone else's eyes.
So for me, I've always thought of my neighbors as kind of the neighbors here at church, at school, so generally in Canada, in this little town of Kitchener. But over this past year, my neighbors have kind of broadened out. I have neighbors all over the world now. So this year, I think you guys have all heard of it before, I was able to go on Rockway's France-Germany exchange, where I stayed with a German family for about a week. I had a blast there. I had two great exchange partners, got to experience what German life was like. It was great. And then also we traveled to France, where I met a bunch of French teenagers just playing pickup basketball at a local court near our hostel. So slowly, I was getting more of these neighbors from all over the place. And while I was in Europe, I was FaceTiming my friend Ding Hao, who goes to Rockway, but he's from China. And he hadn't been home from China for 2 years, and he was just there for the first time, and he was ecstatic to be back. He was showing me his town, his apartment complex. It was crazy. But so slowly and slowly more, I began to appreciate kind of more a broader worldview with more perspectives on issues and things. And then later that summer, I went and participated at an overnight basketball camp at the University of Waterloo. I was kind of expecting there to be all Canadians, and there were. My partner, or my roommate, he was from Montreal, which I didn't expect, but then about half my floor, the kids were all from the States, and it was kind of a little bit of a culture shock. Some of them didn't quite know as much about Canada as they probably should have, but yeah, so that was interesting. And then going into Rockway this year again, making more international student friends with the new international students and the old ones, and just slowly more and more, I'm kind of appreciating more perspectives on the world, more perspectives on bigger issues around the world, and also just a more broad worldview. Thank you.
So I would like to share a little story where I was actually this neighbor. I wasn't showing kindness, I was trying to, but it was really the bright spot was people making me feel like I was their neighbor. So just over a month ago, I went to Alberta on a school exchange. There's about 20 kids from Kitchener and about 20 kids from a small town in Alberta called Fort McLeod. When we were there was 40 of us all roaming around with four teachers, so 44 people, 14, 15-year-old people, and You know, going into these little tourist shops, these little venues, sometimes crowded, a lot of times there was nobody in there, maybe a few just random people, and we all marched in. You can imagine that we weren't always the most polite. We weren't always the quietest, and there wasn't always a great reason for somebody to say good day or to be kind to us. But what I noticed is that throughout this exchange, throughout this trip, all these people that, random people, the custodians at the places we were working at, the people at the cash, random people that I would see on the street, they were all so kind. And there's all the stereotypes in the world, a lot of which I probably had going into this that I wasn't even aware of. But when I went there, I just felt accepted. And I was just amazed at how nice and generous and kind and just normal, lovely people the people were there. So it really made me feel like I was their neighbor. And who is your neighbor is also about loving them and accepting them for who they are. And I really got that out of that trip. So thank you for listening.